Kevin, come on, Kevin.
I wanna see him.
Look at that.
Look upon his face. There I thank Jesus for his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Trials have passed, I'll be home at last. Sign me up.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Now, characteristics of slothfulness. Let me give you some. We're going to read some scriptures. When slothfulness is at work in you, it makes you slow to act or respond. It makes you hesitate. Judges 18:9. I'm just going to give you scripture references. You can go back and read them later. We might read some of them. The way of the slothful, his way is hard and painful. Proverbs 15:19. Slothfulness causes one to waste time, money, and talents. Proverbs 18:9. When you're slothful, you avoid work. You're lazy, and work is very painful to you. Work is painful. Oh, you mean I got to move all them boxes? Oh, it's 80 degrees in this warehouse. I can't work in 80 degrees. It's too hot. I had to quit that job. Slothfulness results in unproductive and idle activities. Proverbs 26:14. When you're slothful, you're an irritation to others. Proverbs 10:26. How many of you know you don't like lazy people around you? You're an irritation to other people when you're lazy because you're not dependable and you can't be trusted in. You know, you're giving them a sign to do because they're lazy. They're just irritated. And the scripture tells you that. Say it's just like having smoke in your eyes. Just having lazy people around you all the time, just like having smoke in your eyes. Boy, you can't see. I'm just so tired of them people. That boy's so lazy, I just don't know what in the world to do with him. Just aggravation. Slowfulness. Another characteristic of it is that a person becomes full of excuses and full of fear. Proverbs 22:13, Proverbs 26:13-14. And then slothfulness will cause a person to be spiritually asleep, drowsy and dull, idle, full of want, but never able to gain anything because they live in a state of unconsciousness. Proverbs 19:15. They're walking around, but they're in a deep sleep. Because you ain't getting, they might as well just stayed in the bed because they ain't doing nothing. You ever had somebody boss in and say, look, you might as well go on home. You ain't doing nothing here. Go on home. You're sleepy. Go on back home. The Bible says that slothfulness casts into a deep sleep. Just make you, just drain you, make you sleepy all the time. Where you just don't have no energy to do anything. Slothfulness. And when you're slothful, the blessings of the Lord slowly slip away. Exodus 10:18. Because it takes favor and it takes being diligent for you to maintain blessing in your life. You can't be lazy. You can't start off, you know, like a rocket. you know, and end up just fizzling out. You know, you can't be like a bottle rocket. See? And then you hear a little pop, and then they got no energy to come on back down to the earth. You just run out of steam, ain't got nothing left in it. How many of y'all ever shot a bottle rocket before? What they do? They take off, they go, shh. You hear a little pop. When that pop, that's it. It ain't got nothing else left. It's coming down. It ain't got no more power, no more powder in it, no more energy in it. All the energy has been expended. Well, people can be like that. Start off like that, and then they get a little pop at the end, and that's it. He get nothing else out of them. The danger of giving place to this kind of spirit, a slothful spirit, is that one will lose their desire for excellence. They will lack attention to detail. You will develop an apathetic attitude or don't care. You will lose your desire to serve others and will develop a self-centered lifestyle and a self-centered attitude. When you allow that spirit to invade your life, it'll cause you not to want to take responsibility for your actions, but will make you blame everybody else and cause you to make excuses for why things is not getting done. Others will see you as being unfaithful, unreliable, and undependable. A slothful person will never finish their God-given course and will never have the full blessing of the Lord because the inactivity prevents them from moving forward in God. People that are lazy and slothful become a burden to others because they never have enough and are always seeking help from others. They become lifelong leeches. Always looking for others to make things happen for them. They don't take care of their own business affairs. So they're always depending on somebody else. Man, come on, hook me up. They're always looking for a hookup. All right, hook yourself up. You got more control of your own life than anybody else got. Hook your own self up. See people not doing anything, just I look at them. Me and CeCe driving down the street. I say, look at that group right there. I say, they ought to be in trade school somewhere. Ought to be learning a trade somewhere. All this spare time they got. Ought to be doing something to better themselves, to prepare themselves for the future. Lazy people will always be in want and full of desire to have things. Over time, they will become covetous, wanting what others have worked for, and will develop an attitude of entitlement, saying, you're supposed to do this for me. Okay? Now, I know everybody right now is pointing the finger at somebody else. Everybody else got somebody else in mind. I'm gonna tell you, the Holy Ghost pointing right at you. Don't be thinking about nobody else. You examine your own life. Everybody, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Pastor. Yeah, I'm thinking about them right now. No, you better look at yourself. Don't worry about that other person. You better let this word judge you tonight. Turn that word on yourself, amen? Put that spotlight on your own heart. Have you slipped a little bit? Have you let some things slide? Are you excited about Jesus as you used to be? Are you on fire like you used to be? Well, if you don't have that same passion and that same energy to serve the Lord, then this message is for you. We all got to recover. We got to stir up that gift that's in us. We're supposed to be running a race. We ain't supposed to be crawling. We ain't supposed to have somebody pushing us, waiting on somebody else to do it. Like the man sitting around that pool. When the angel troubled that water and Jesus said, man, will you be healed? He said, I ain't got nobody. He blamed everything on everybody else. I don't have nobody to put me else in the water. He blamed everybody else for his condition. I don't have no man to put me in the water. He says, all these other people's fault around here while I've been here so long. Hallelujah. Lazy people will see what needs to be done, but they're too lazy to do it. Man, Pastor, you need to get this done. Well, you see that need to be done. Yeah, well, go do it. Lazy people are great wasters of time, talent, and money. Now, in Judges 18:9, when the children of Israel were going to go possess some more of their inheritance in the promised land, they sent spies out, and the spies came back and said, arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good, and you are still. He said, you still haven't moved. He said, be not slothful to go, to enter, to possess the land. In other words, that word slothful, that means to hesitate, to be slow to move or to take action. So they had opportunity right there, and they were too slow. They hesitated. See, what slothfulness will cause you to miss blessings with your name on them. And when those doors of opportunity open, you know, you don't always have time to pray 30 days. If you stay prayed up and you're running your race and you're excited about Jesus, when that door opens, you'll know whether it's God or not, and you'll know whether you're supposed to step through it or not step through it. But if you're not following God and you're slowful, then you'll be just slow. Well, you know what? Opportunity opened up, but I don't know. I might step through that door. I don't know. I need to pray some more. Then that door closed up and say, see, that wasn't God. He opens a door that no man can shut, right? But he opens doors and he closes doors. No man can close a door he opened, but he can close a door that he opens up. Sometimes opportunity come, a due season will come, and you have to be sharp, and you have to be on your game in the spirit so that you don't miss a divine appointment. You know, if you're slowful, you're going to waste time looking for stuff. Slowfulness will cause you to be disorganized, unorganized, and you'll spend time trying to find stuff, wasting time looking for stuff that you should be able to put your hand on if you'd have put it in a place. Right? You could miss out on a lot of things just by being lazy and being slowful. Proverbs 6:6-12 says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Another translation says, you lazy bones. Consider her ways and be wise, which have no guide, overseer, or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? A little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Right? How many of y'all ever been there? A little slumber, a little more sleep. How many of y'all hit that snooze button? How many of you snooze till you ain't got no more time to snooze? That snooze button will cause you to be slowful. It's all right to use it sometimes, but it ought not be a way of life that you automatically. I mean, why are you going to set this clock at a certain, you lying to yourself. I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You lying. You done figured in the snooze time. What you really saying is I'm going to wake up at 6.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100.